Recently, I saw a very interesting meme on Facebook. It was a classic picture of a smiling, elderly Amish farmer with a long white beard and wearing the traditional straw hat. The caption above the picture said, "An Amish man was once asked by a tourist if he was a Christian." The caption below the picture said, "You'll have to ask my neighbor about that." I found this reply very insightful. It got me to thinking. It made me reflect on myself. How would my neighbor respond? What would my neighbor say about me? What about you? If someone asked one of your neighbors if you were a Christian, what would their response be? Would the neighbor cynically chuckle and say, "That guy? A Christian? You're kidding, right?" You know, the Bible talks a lot about neighbors. It talks about being good neighbors. Jesus said that the entire law rested on two great commandments: love God and love your neighbor as yourself. In Luke 10, someone asked Jesus the question, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus then proceeded to tell the famous parable of the Good Samaritan. Afterwards, Jesus asked which person in the story acted like a neighbor. Of course, it was the one who helped the person in need, who was indeed the neighbor. Friends, Jesus said that we would be known by our fruits. You know, people generally determine what type of person you are by the way you act. That's certainly true when it comes to neighbors. Now, brethren, I want to ask you a series of questions. Do we know our neighbors? Do our neighbors know us? Do our neighbors perceive us as calm or easily angered? Do our neighbors view us as diplomatic and peace-loving? Do our neighbors view us as followers of Jesus Christ? Do we share with our neighbors? Do we look out for our neighbors? And do we care enough to even make the effort to know our neighbors? Do our neighbors even know us? Do your neighbors know you, I ask? And if so, how would they answer the question, "Is your neighbor a Christian?" What would they say? Food for thought. Think about it. Amen.